The Shein IPO later this week will be one of the most closely watched market events of the quarter. At $25 billion, it would be the largest Hong Kong IPO of 2026 by a significant margin. And it will serve as a real-time test of whether international capital markets view Chinese-origin consumer tech companies favorably in the current geopolitical. We don't have a major science or space story breaking this particular Monday, but there's a technological dimension to the week ahead that's worth flagging. Environment.
The S&P futures this morning are sitting at 7,816, up about 11 points, which is a modest positive open. Markets are largely pricing in the geopolitical news with some equanimity, at least in the overnight session. The $40 trillion debt figure didn't appear to cause a sharp reaction in overnight trading, which is consistent with the silent default framing. The concern isn't an acute crisis but a slow-moving structural one.
One technology thread worth tracking this week is the broader enterprise response to the ChatGPT unencrypted storage disclosure. Corporate IT departments are going to be looking at what their employees have been doing with Mac-based ChatGPT apps and whether sensitive business information has been stored in a way that creates compliance or security exposure. For companies in regulated industries, healthcare, finance, legal, this is a real governance question, not a theoretical one.
The OpenAI IPO delay creates an interesting window for Anthropic and Google DeepMind to accelerate enterprise partnerships. Enterprise procurement cycles are long, and companies that are evaluating AI vendor relationships right now will factor in governance stability and financial certainty. A company in the middle of an executive exodus with an uncertain public timeline is a harder sell to a CIO who needs to justify a multi-year commitment to their board.
There's also a broader AI safety and governance question embedded in the OpenAI story that I don't want to slide past. The executives who have left OpenAI over the past year include several who were specifically focused on safety research and alignment work. The company has been restructuring its safety commitments as part of its for-profit transition. Whether the departure of safety-focused leadership reflects a genuine deprioritization of that work, or simply the normal turbulence of organizational change, is something that external observers genuinely cannot determine with confidence right now.
And that uncertainty itself is informative. When a company that has positioned itself as the leader in responsible AI development has departures at the safety leadership level and can't clearly explain why, the appropriate response from both regulators and enterprise customers is to ask hard questions rather than assume everything is fine.
The week ahead also includes whatever comes out of the Kushner-Netanyahu track on Gaza, the Tuesday Wyoming primary, and ongoing monitoring of Iranian activity across the region. The Erbil strike in particular is likely to generate responses from both the KRG and the Baghdad government that we'll be tracking through the week.